Hello, and welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T, and on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. One of these days, my voice will be fully back and I can do that better. But anyways, today, I want to talk to you about the in-between, the integration space of us while as we move through this life's journey and as we are up-leveling ourselves. I'm super excited that we have the Activate Your Inner Shift meditation series that is out for you to sign up for right now if that's something that you would be interested in. It is free for you. All you have to do is go to www.mamateenergy.com, scroll down and there will be a little like form box where you just put your name and your email address and you will be emailed the link to start your shifting journey. And in this meditation and information series, you're going to learn about four stages of really working on shifting your mindset so you can become the version of yourself that you desire. So as we are on this up-leveling journey, this journey of creating the life of our desires, we have to release versions of ourselves and become this new version. So what do we do when we're in the in-between spaces? How do we behave in this? I know for me, I regularly go through this. I often like get sick or, you know, something like I just feel low energy and I need to take a break. This time around, I feel like COVID hit for like that very reason of like, we are integrating some things and we need to shut you down real quick. Other times it's just, like I said, like, you know, low energy, maybe a little lethargic, like have zero desire to talk to anybody. I just want to like sit and like watch anime, maybe even nap and sleep for a lot longer. And that's just like my body's way of telling me like, hey, it's time to really just like allow all the things that you've been working on to really take hold in your body, in your space. And I find that like my body does that because I'm such a go, 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 go person that if I don't take like an actual like intentional slowdown period, like, oh, I'm gonna nap today, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna go for a nice walk, I'm going to, if I'm not intentional about how I am treating my body and treating my mind and how I'm treating my journey, then I will be forced to shut myself down. Like I said, my body will just like shut me down. And I want you to avoid that. Don't be like me. Don't, you know, pay attention, right? Have that awareness of like, oh, I am in an integration stage right now. How can you tell it's an integration stage? Well, one, like, you know that you're working towards something. Yes, you are creating something and you're witnessing the changes happening around you. For example, I have set the intention, right? I've talk about it all the time of like, I am the version of me that has 13 million listeners and subscribers to my podcast, to my social media platforms. People are signing up for my meditation series, for my memberships. These are the intentions that I'm setting for myself. But I also have to recognize that I can't hold on to the same beliefs of like being lesser, being still a student versus being a master of my experience. You know, I have to let go of some of that previous limiting belief so I can step into this version of myself. So then I find that I'm meeting new people that will help me along the way, or meeting people that I feel like need what it is that I have to offer. And so I'm being shown by God, source, the universe, that my gifts are in fact needed and received by so many people that I need to make sure that I am at that level, right? I need to match that energy. And so I'm witnessing these things. I know that like, hey, I asked for this and I am seeing signs of it show up for me. I am seeing signs that I am being seen and heard by the universe, God, source, my highest self, that this is what I actually want. And I get to choose to be like, you know what? This is actually kind of scary. Maybe I want to take a step back. Or I get to choose like, yes, I am ready to ride this wave and go forth and learn. But I don't know how to surf. So I might tumble a little bit. I might wibbly wobbly a little bit until I get my footing and my practice in. And that's okay, because if I fall, I can always pick myself back up. Yes. And so when we are in that integration, we're paying attention to our surroundings and what's happening. We're celebrating the little wins that we're getting along the way, because it usually isn't this like overnight success, right? That we are building upon the foundation that we've already created. And if we find that foundation was like a foundation like made on sand, it erodes really easily, it's not gonna hold up, now we're wibbly wobbly all over the place, we're gonna have to learn how to like make a more concrete foundation before we can continue to build up and grow up. Yes. So we are facing different obstacles, if you will. We're facing different opportunities to learn about ourselves and what it is that we are creating, so we can refine and better align and move forward to that desired outcome. So it's really, really important. And that's why it's important to take that space, to give ourselves the grace and the space to slow down, so that we can not just speed up. I feel like it's been a phrase that I've leaned into, like, I gotta slow down so I can speed up. And in my mind, it was, I'm slowing down intentionally so that my dreams, my manifestation can come faster. And honestly, I at this point in the stage of my journey, I'm finding that it's not so much about trying to manipulate the time. Yes, we can manipulate the time period in which it takes to have our dreams come to fruition, but it's really about like manipulating the experience so that we are, one, enjoying the journey, two, we're actually learning the lesson. That's the integration right there, like learning the actual lesson that we need to carry us through to the next level of ourselves, because we turn into having to repeat the same lesson if we don't actually integrate it. For example, I think like relationships, I think, are probably the biggest aha moment for some people, right? We talk about, there's like so many memes and conversations that go on social media where they talk about like, oh, like, you know, I feel like I'm always dating this toxic person. And then it's like, am I the toxic one or whatever? It's like the turnaround joke. And it's like, yeah, that's the answer, right? Like, you're constantly attracting what seems to be the same person in a different body, and you're saying that you don't want this, but for some reason you're still attracting it. And that's because you're asking for something different, but not actually changing anything else. Like, you're asking, but you're not believing. You're not in a place of receiving. You're not in a space of actually behaving any differently, right? Your behavior, your belief structure is going to inform your behavior. So if you're over here like, okay, like, I want a really, really nice person who is like generous, and they are, I don't know, they like hockey, they like what, I don't know, I'm list whatever attributes as you will that you're looking to connect with. And then, but on the flip side, you're over here like, oh, I would love to meet this, but this person never doesn't exist. Like, they're only in anime or fairy tales or whatever romance novel, spiciness, Akhtar, whatever that you're reading. I don't know. I'm not even reading that series, so I don't even know anything about it. But it shows up in social media enough, right? Like, we get perpetuated with all these things that we know it's out there. Or I am finding, I see things on social media and it's perpetuating this like constant belief structure, going back to the relationship thing, where it's just like, oh, good men are out there, or, you know, people are horrible, people are awful, people are this, people are that. And we might think it's a joke, but if we're continuously feeding into this joke and this sarcasm, then it starts to become a part of ourselves, right? We don't, like, our subconscious doesn't know the difference between sarcasm, a joke, and our actual truth. It takes everything as truth. Yes? So if we're leaning into what is our actual truth, we have to integrate that truth, right? You know, if we're here, this is what I want, this is what I desire, and I'm saying that this is what I want and this is what I desire, if our belief structure doesn't match that want and desire, we have to, like, attune to it and then integrate it into our system and make it make sense. Make it make sense, honey, right? And so we have to give ourselves that time and that space. We have to have that self-awareness to recognize what we're doing in this world, right? For me, let's say I'm talking about being a healthier version of myself. I'm looking at myself and I'm looking at, okay, I'm going to check the scale. You know, maybe I check it every single day. Maybe I check it once a week. What's my scale showing me? What is happening in this physical form? What does my body look like? Am I noticing that, you know, my tummy's flattening, even if the scale's not moving? Because water weight is a thing, and we can go into the science behind that. What am I doing? Like, how am I feeling though? Am I noticing that I'm having as much, like, irritability and digestive issues, or am I finding that I'm actually enjoying my food more and I feel good in my body? Am I finding that I'm actually finding joy and, like, chopping up onions and cooking and making home remedies and doing things? Am I finding that this feels more connected to the version of myself that I ask to become? Like, am I believing that, like, yes, I can be healthier? Am I believing that, yes, like, I can find joy in food that is also nourishing to my body and not, like, even, you know, not full of crap, for the lack of a better word? Am I noticing my taste buds changing? Because I will tell you this, like, one thing that I've noticed on this journey, the more I, like, remove certain things from my regular habits of eating, like, for example, what's the word, that processed foods, right? I noticed that, like, if I have less processed foods and I'm getting, you know, my taste buds are getting more acclimated to, you know, vegetables, fresh herbs, organic things, I start tasting more nuances in the different foods. And I recognize that my flavor, like, my, I'm not enjoying the processed foods as I used to, right? You know, I've taken out, I don't drink or eat a lot of sugar, right? And so then when something does come across that I normally would be like, oh, I'm in love with that, this is really good, I take a bite and it's like, my teeth hurt because it's no longer in alignment. Can I reintroduce that into my system and, like, force myself to keep eating it? Because mentally I'm like, but I love this cookie and I really want to eat and enjoy this cookie. Yeah. And then could I eventually retrain my taste buds to like it the way I used to? Of course. But I can also be like, you know what? This is actually kind of exciting to not really enjoy this thing that I already know isn't the best for me and it's not going to make me feel good in, like, you know, the next 20 minutes after I eat it. I can now focus in on something else that I can find that is nourishing and delicious. Yeah. But I have to train my brain and I have to be aware of what's happening, right? My weight and my body and my relationship to food has been a whole lifelong journey. And I have found that, like, going into, like, crash dieting always creates a cycle, right? I'll start off and I'll see results, but then it's not sustainable. And then I get mad at myself and, you know, get mad at this habit and whatever. And then I revert back to, like, not doing anything that's, like, remotely good for me in terms of food, or maybe not, like, that extreme, but I, like, don't have any sort of plan. So then my focus is just eat whatever is in front of me and hopefully it tastes good. And then next thing you know, any sort of results that I had gotten are now gone. And I may or may not have gained even more weight back than what I had initially lost and where I was at the very beginning. And then that can put me in a spiral of, like, oh man, now I feel like even more like shit because I'm in the worst shape that I've ever been. And I tried so hard, you know, just a month ago to make a change. I had results. And then now the results are beyond repair. So extreme, right? But then now I'm like, you know what? I'm not here for the cycle anymore. I'm not here for the yo-yoing. I'm here for the lifestyle. I'm here for the extraordinary. So what am I going to do to make it extraordinary? I'm going to fall in love with cooking. I'm going to fall in love with eating foods that feel good. I'm going to fall in love with that. And I'm going to let go of the belief structure that, like, you know, all this processed crap that's maybe faster to cook or cheaper or whatever. Because if I let go of that belief, if I can believe that, like, healthy eating is delicious, nutritious, and affordable, guess what? My experience is going to start seeing, like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I'm obsessed when I can find brown eggs that are, like, maybe like 20 cents more than, you know, the white eggs. And when before, I felt like they were like $5 more, right? Like, it might be, it's like a marginal shift in change. And I'm like, 20 cents, that's like, that's nothing. Because guess what? When I spend money, it comes back to me tenfold. I'm working on my money story too, right? So, like, that's coming back to me tenfold. So I am nourishing both myself, my mind, my body, my spirit, and my relationship to the dollars. I'm getting my coin back. It's gonna be fine. So I have built up a whole new layer, right? And so then I have to make sure when I'm out and about and I'm doing my thing, you know, there might be times where I'm hanging out with people that were used to the former version of Tierra. And now I'm like, nope, I'm Mama T. So Mama T is going to behave like this. This is how Mama T acts. And they could be cool with it. They could not. And I could revert back to being old Tierra and be like, you know what? Like, I'm going to fall back into these habits. Or I can choose to step up and step in and really fully integrate. And that's the other thing that happens when we're in this in-between stage. I feel like it's like a teenager, right? Like, sometimes it's like we're leaning into, like, oh, I want to be a kid. I want to cuddle with my stuffed animals. And I want to, like, I don't know, watch something comforting and have somebody else cook for me. And then you flip, but you're like, but I also, like, I have these responsibilities and I feel like I want people to trust me to be able to make my own decisions and be like a bigger person and be an adult. And so you're like waffling back and forth. And I feel like we kind of never really fully get out of that stage. I know for me, like, there's like times where I just, like, I really do. I just want to cuddle with a plushie, watch some anime, and have somebody else make dinner. But also, I know that I want to be a leader and I am a coach and I want to be seen in a certain way by the masses of people. But guess what? I'm human. We're all human. We're in this human form and human journey, assuming that no one's dog or cat is just sitting here somehow clicked onto this and watching it, right? We are having this human experience. We are stepping into this ability to have discernment for ourselves and choosing the life experience that we want, right? And so when we make a choice, we have to integrate what that choice is, let go of the things that don't align with what choice we've made, and then move forward. Move forward as that new version. And I'm excited because before I even recorded this video, I recorded a meditation to kind of help with this integration space. So be on the lookout for that to come out next. So make sure that you are subscribed and have notifications turned on whatever platform that you like to receive this information on. Make sure you're following me in all the other places and spaces as well. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you tune into, but put me on all the places and the spaces. Remember again that we have the Activate Your Inner Shift meditation series that is free for you, available for you to sign up for at my website, www.mamateenergy.com. And then if you are looking for an even more in-depth hands-on experience, you're wanting some group coaching, you're wanting some one-on-one attention for helping to create and maintain the life of your desires, you're looking for assistance and community around that, some rituals to implement, recipes to implement, all of the wonderful goodness, join the home membership. Because, like, home is that place where to me, it's like your home is where you're accepted. Your home is where you're allowed to grow and flow and learn more about yourself. Home is where you go to be connected with yourself and those who love and support and want to nourish on you. So that is what I have, and that's what I envision for this virtual space. And then, of course, if you're like, okay, that's great, but I want even more deep, like I want focus, I want deep focus on me and where I'm going and what I'm doing. I'm not playing around. I have zero games to play. I am in it to win it. Then let's talk about one-on-one mentorship. You can also go to my website. Everything is accessible at my website, www.mamateenergy.com. And book a call with me and we can see if one-on-one mentorship is a good fit for you, boo boo. And with that, catch me on the next episode. I hope you're having a phenomenal day, and I will see you next time. Thank you, friend.